Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't usually talk about the topic I'm going to talk about today. It's the L word, because most people have no idea what I mean when I say love. But I was so impressed by a quote from Jimi Hendrix. What he said resonates so strongly for what's happening on the planet today. When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. Well, I'm not going to hold my breath till this transition takes place, but I believe this is truly a very powerful and true statement. Now, those of you who are familiar with our way of operating know that what we're going to do is deal with this issue within your individual self. We can't go out and change things in the world this moment, but we can change ourselves. And by changing ourselves, we take this change that we've performed within out into the world. And you will be shocked and delighted if you ever pause to look at how many people, how many situations you affect by taking your personal changes, your personal healing into the world. So I'm going to teach those of you who are new a technique called grounding and remind all the rest of you of this particular technique because it's the most important technique we use in meditation. And the great thing about it, you can use it in the rest of your life, right? So our posture is to just sit as straight as you can in the chair with your hands separated and your feet separated. And the reason we use this posture, it's, by the way, the Egyptian posture. It's an ancient posture. And we use this because it gives us more access to the physical system. If you sit in the yoga position, which is what most people are familiar with, it actually affects how open your lower chakras are or how closed they are. So we're bringing spirit and body together. Therefore, we want all the chakras open to a certain extent so that we can access the physical as well as the spiritual. We can bring them together. We're not here to leave the body. We're here to work with the body and through it as much as we can. So if you'll close your eyes, it helps you close out that visual focus that we all have. And allow yourself to just settle in. And then be aware of an area near the base of your spine. We deal with the energy system that's called chakra system. And the first chakra, or root chakra, is located here, near the base of the spine. And this is the place from which we ground or create a connection for ourselves as spirit, with the physical body, and you as spirit and the body with our bigger body, planet Earth. So take some nice deep breaths and allow a flow of energy to move from this base near the base of your spine, your first chakra, through the chair, the floor, and all the layers of the earth until this creation of yours called grounding cord is connected between your body and the earth. Remember to breathe. Bodies need oxygen. Allow your breathing to help your grounding flow from you to the center of the earth. The earth is our home, it's our creation, it's our physical manifestation. We're all creating it as a group, the group of the human race. Too bad we forget that. I don't know. Most people don't do that great a job with their own bodies. Maybe that's where we need to start. Find a little amusement. I know this is a big topic this morning, but without a little amusement, it's difficult to make change. So experience your body being connected to the earth, the big body. Then I want you to be aware of yourself because you are spirit. You are not your body. I'm going to say this so many times, you're going to get sick of hearing it. And then I hope at that point you'll decide to acknowledge it. So take a nice deep breath and be aware of you. You are spirit, a part of the divine force. And you can see yourself and actually eventually others as a bright spark of light. I want you to bring that bright spark of light that is you to the top of your head. Just stop there at the top of your head and experience you however you want to. A tingling, a warmth, just an experience. Just a feeling in the body even. You don't have to figure out love because this little spark of light is love. Because it's part of the divine force. So there's no intellectual complication in understanding or figuring out. You simply are a manifestation of love when you let yourself, the spirit, come into the physical body. So do that. Let yourself, the spirit, come in to the center of your head. Now, this is the place that we want to abide within the body, because this is where we can be in charge. We can be neutral. We can be non-judgmental. We can be clear. What a great place to be. Any place else in the body and in the chakra system, you're going to be affected by the body, which in some circumstances could be fun. But in the center of your head is where you, the spirit, are in charge of your experience here on earth. Wow, what a discovery. Now, as you allow yourself to be there in the center of your head and be grounded, I want you to be aware of some area in your life where you want to be in power. Just whatever comes to mind. Everybody has that. Some people might say, well, everywhere. And you're going to get to stay after and do some extra meditation. I want you to be aware of your body. Be aware of your grounding and you, that bright spark of light. This is where you have power, right there inside your system. This is where you're meant to have power. And when you bring that vibration of light that is you, that we're going to define as love, into that system, you become aware of what power truly is. It doesn't have anything to do with relating to others or having power over others. It has to do with the power of manifesting spirit in a body. And if you don't believe me, look at the great teachers that we all admire so much. Jesus, Buddha, Lao Tzu, some of our more modern ones, Martin Luther King. How many people have manifested that vibration and made major changes in the world? Well, we may not be well known like they are, but we can walk through life manifesting this vibration, the vibration of spirit. Take some nice deep breaths. And allow anything that keeps you from acknowledging that you have power within yourself, let it go down your grounding cord. Just let it go. That's a lovely thing about grounding. It's a great way to release energy. Anything you don't want anymore, you can let go of. Now, I'm sure all of you came up with something that you want to have power over. Your children, your husband, your wife, your boss, all of the above, your minister. Find some amusement about how many things and people you would like to have power over. You'd like to have power over what's happening in the world. You want to have power over politics. You want to have power over the pay scale. You want to have power, fill in the blank. And keep letting yourself release that energy down your grounding cord, because what you're doing is dissipating your power. You're giving it away. Breathe in, breathe out. Find a little amusement. Those of you with children know that as much as you want to have power over them, you don't. You do your best, but breathe in, breathe out, because they are a spark of the divine as well, with their own agenda. Be in the present moment and keep letting go of all those ways you put your power outside of yourself. Breathe in, breathe out. Don't forget that part. And keep letting go. Because so much of having and maintaining your power is being able to let go. Every day we're bombarded with information, more so now than ever, because of all the social media, all the electronic communication. So it's so important for us to let go, and that's why I want you to focus right now on your grounding and be aware of the flow of energy available to you to let things go. Let go of this need for power outside yourself that we've all been trained that we need to get along in the world. Very few people give you spiritual leader training about how your power is inside you. Now, once again, I'm going to have you focus your attention, you the spirit, that bright light in the center of your head. And if you don't see that bright light yet, don't worry, you're still spirit and a bright light. You're just floating up above your head a little bit. It can take time for spirit and body to reconnect. Now, I'm going to give you just a moment of silence to meditate on letting go. Letting go of all the places you want to have power outside of yourself. Take a nice deep breath, and in the center of your head, be aware of you. Be aware of your body around you. Be aware of what amazing power you have inside of you as you bring your vitality and that vibration of you into the center of your head. Just experience that power. Let the body experience it. One of my great heroes was Nelson Mandela. And I remember during that period of time in South Africa, I had the awareness that either we were going to have one of the world's major bloodbaths or we were going to have a miracle. And thanks to this incredibly strong soul, we had a miracle. Now, I want you to be aware of how many years Nelson Mandela spent in prison. His body was not out doing things. He was manifesting as spirit. And look at the power that man had from within himself. He changed a nation. He changed the world. We're not going to be like Nelson Mandela, but we can learn from him. So I want you to just be aware of how much power you have inside of yourself. Wow. They don't teach you this in kindergarten. Probably for good reason. Be aware of your body's response to your spiritual power. Does it scare it? It might. That's why we ground. So ground, ground, ground. To have power, you don't have to do anything dramatic. You simply have to be, to manifest yourself, to express yourself as spirit through the body. This is not going to mean being a goody two-shoes. Love is power. And real power is love. I once had a student who believed that hate was the strongest thing in the world say to me after she'd studied here for many years and actually gone out on her own and began to teach and heal and help people. And she said, "It took me years to hear you, Mary Ellen, but love is the power. Love is where the power is, and hate has no power." And I felt really gratified from that she had learned that. Hate comes from fear. Love comes from God. Boy, you can't get much more opposite than that, can you? So we are spirit and we're in a body and we have to learn to bring these things together. The fear and hate and disturbance in the physical world and the love and brilliance and creativity of the spiritual world. Quite a challenge. Well, somebody who did that really well was Jesus. So I'm going to have us all take a few moments and ground and say hello to this great soul. Let yourself be in present time with Jesus. You don't want to be talking to the Jesus from your childhood, but from the one that you can know now as an adult. That was a man who was, he was in a body and he was spirit and very strongly so. And people tried to define him as God and he kept saying that, no, that's not true. He was a man. He was a part of God. All of us here are in physical bodies and we also are a spark of God. He kept trying to tell everybody, all of you can do this. So do it right now. Let yourself communicate with Jesus as spirit in a body that's grounded to the earth. And learn from him. Let him tell you about love and that power of love. Then I'd like for you to ask Jesus to give you a healing. Yes, we're all worthy of receiving from this great soul or any other. And ask him to give you a healing to help you release your need for power outside of yourself. Because all your answers are within you. All you need to do is release the things that aren't true for you anymore. Just receive a healing from Jesus and use your grounding to let go of what causes you to want power outside of yourself. Take a nice deep breath. Use your grounding and just release. Remember, being in the center of your head, you do not have to waste time judging yourself. Simply let go. Thank Jesus for all that he does for us and has done. Be in the present and let go of your awareness of him. And then I'd like for us to do what we do best. And if you haven't ever read our Purpose, Creed, and Practice, we'd be happy to get you a copy. And it says that our most important thing is to communicate with our God. We are all part of this. Everyone on the planet, everything on the planet, the whole planet is part of this divine vibration. But when we create bodies on this particular planet, we have created an opportunity to make our own free choice. So we have the choice to choose God or not. We have the choice to choose love or not. We have the choice to do whatever. It's a very exciting place. And as you can see, some people are making choices we may not like. So, how do we deal with that? We choose our God. And like Nelson Mandela, this moves out from us. We may not have the great impact he had, but we will have an impact. So I'd like for us to create, everybody here, a bright golden sun above your head. Gold is a neutral healing vibration. It assists us to raise the vibration in the body so that we can more easily communicate as spirit with spirit. And then allow that bright gold sun to shine through the top of your head and through your body and flow all the way to the center of the earth. And by doing this, being grounded and in neutral and bringing that gold vibration through you, you not only heal yourself, you're healing the planet. Just let that vibration flow for a moment. And then use it and your grounding and your neutral space in the center of your head and say hello to your God. And receive a hello in return. And I want you to just meditate for a moment on that vibration. In many places it says God is love, love is God. That's one of the reasons I like John in the Bible. He said that a lot. Experience this vibration because you are part of it. experience your connection with God and use your grounding to help your body feel safe as you do this, because the vibration is so much higher than the body's. Let yourself receive a healing from your God so that you can walk through the world knowing your personal power within yourself, so that you don't experience such a great need to have power over others. Your internal power is the power you need to be in control of your body, your creativity. You manifesting your God into the world. Take a nice deep breath. And again, just experience a quiet moment receiving. Be aware that it all happens inside of you, just like it all happened inside of Mandela and Jesus and anyone else you admire or appreciate for their manifestation of their God. So this week I want you to take Jimi Hendrix's words with you. When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. And be aware that you can manifest that in your world, inside your body. And when you find yourself wanting to play power games with someone, use your grounding. Let it go. And enjoy some amusement. And as you meditate on this particular aspect of your life this week, you may find a little amusement about how many power games you've been playing. All right. Allow yourself to come back to the physical reality. Release that connection. If you'd like to let go of the gold energy, you can let it go down your grounding cord. You might want to wiggle your foot, pat your knee, open your eyes, and just bend forward to release any excess energy from your head and shoulders. And when you're ready, sit up and hello.
Hello. Hello. Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.